Some annual reports are drab, lifeless documents that are consigned early to dusty shelves or recycle bins. But one report that came out overnight will be pored over and have a life long after today. According to the World Meteorological Organization's annual statement, the first decade of the 21st century is likely to be the warmest on record. The snapshot of the globe's temperatures was released at the climate change conference in Copenhagen overnight. Samantha Donovan reports.
The Secretary-General of the World Meteorological Organization, Michel Giraud, says the first decade of the 21st century is likely to be the warmest on record, and 2009 is set to be the fifth warmest year since records began in 1850.
There were above normal temperature in most part of the continents, and only in USA and Canada there were significant areas with cooler than average condition. But in large part of Southern Asia, Central Africa, these regions are likely to have the warmest year on record.
Michel Giraud says the year has also been notable for extreme weather events.
China with a third warmest year in the last 50 years, heat waves in Italy, UK, France, Belgium, Germany, an extreme heat wave in India, and Australia had the third warmest year on record with three exceptional heat waves.
Those heat waves hit southeastern Australia in January, February and November, and the subtropical east in August. Blair Truen, a climatologist at the Bureau of Meteorology's National Climate Centre, isn't surprised that the WMO has highlighted those events and the deadly February bushfires.
Yeah, it's not often you see long-term stations which have been going for a long time break monthly temperature records by 2, 3, 4 degrees, and to have it happen 3 times in the same year in the same continent is pretty significant.
The WMO report also observes that an El Niño weather pattern began mid-year. It's dreaded by Australian farmers because it means lower than average rainfall, particularly in the east. Blair Truen says the El Niño pattern is well established.
So far, the impacts in Australia have been a bit more modest than those of the last two in 02 and 06. It's interesting to note that in the strongest El Niño years, what you tend to see is that the year in which the El Niño ends tends to be a particularly warm one globally. We saw that in 1998, and it'll be interesting to see if something similar happens in 2010.
The WMO will release a final report on 2009 next March. Secretary-General Michel Giraud says at this stage it's impossible to predict what global conditions will be like next year.
On top of the trend, there's a lot of variability. So we are in a warming trend. We have no doubt about that. But what will be the prediction for next year? I would be very, very hesitant to tell you that.
Michel Giraud, the Secretary-General of the World Meteorological Organization, ending Samantha Donovan's report.